Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. That song, those words, come, the ideas in them come from Isaiah. The verses are all about the Christmas story, about the Jesus being born down in a lowly stable, the humble Christ was born. But that go tell it on a mountain comes from Isaiah, from two different places. Some verses in chapter 40, some verses in chapter 52. Isaiah 40, verse 9. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Don't be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. And then Isaiah 52, verses 7 and 8. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Go tell it on the mountain. Tell the good news. Tell the news that brings great joy. Isaiah's verses, that song, it celebrates sharing the good news of great joy that God would come to his people. There's really only one problem. We live in a world that is broken. And sometimes joy is really, really hard. Sometimes Christmas doesn't feel like good news and great joy. Some years it does. For some people it does. Some years Christmas is great. Some years there's kids and presents and family and the snow is sparkling and the Christmas tree is beautiful and everything is wonderful and there's candlelight and there's singing and it's marvelous. And then there's the other years. Some years there's death and there's grief and there's sorrow and there's sadness. Some years there's stress, and there's worry, and there's anxiousness. Some years there's politics, and there's wars and rumors of wars. Some years there's refugees, and there's fighting. Some years there's family conflict. And there aren't gatherings. Or there are gatherings and they go badly gathering. Some years there's no presence because of finances and mess and heartbreak. Sometimes there's no children. Sometimes there's no parents. Sometimes it's messy. Sometimes Christmas doesn't feel like good news of great joy. You know, Mary and Joseph might have understood some of that. If you think a family conflict, political instability, uncertain housing, financial challenges, traveling to a place you didn't want to go to see who knows what kind of people. Here they are, this young couple with a baby on the way that they're not supposed to have. They may well have been traveling with their family, but I'm not sure that would have made it much better.
I mean, after all, their family had to get counted too. But I bet you their family members were still a little bit irritated with the timing of this particular birth. They were traveling because they had to, not because they wanted to, because the government had come down and said, everybody has to travel at a time of the year when it probably isn't convenient, because it never is, at your own expense, whether you can afford it or not. You have to go and you have to be counted, whether you wanted to or not. On the way, there's going to be extra financial challenges just for the fun of it. A broken world, broken hearts, and in the midst of it, a very pregnant young woman who needs to travel for a number of days. And when they arrive, we don't know how long they were there before that baby was born, but we do know that no matter how long it was, they couldn't find enough beds. There wasn't all of the things that they would have liked to have there for that birth. All of the right people and all of the right preparations and all of the right cradles, for Pete's sake. It wasn't an easy time for them. They might have known something about heartache, something about hardship. They might have found it hard to think of good news and great joy. After all, we talked about angel visits to Mary just last week, but for Mary, it had been a long, long 9 months since she'd had a visit from an angel. Joseph was probably at least 6 months for him too. Like, it wasn't just yesterday. They might not have been thinking too much about who this baby was going to become. But here's the deal. Babies change everything. And this baby certainly changed everything. And on that night when suddenly, are we going to light anything on fire over there? Good call.
I just see things going up in flames.
Yeah, that'd wreck the mood, wouldn't it?
The two back ones are really short and now the icing's on top of the other. And I'm just thinking, I can't concentrate because...
No fires,
I'm gonna
it's all good.
I'm going to leave the two in the front okay, but two in the back are really worrying me.
The night is long and hard. Mary copes with all of the pain and the realities of childbirth in a time without medication, in a place that was never designed for this. But in the end, there's this beautiful boy child. And Mary holds Jesus in her arms and sees his face. And in the midst of everything else, there is joy. There is the joy of a much anticipated child in the arms of parents who love him and people who care. And joy enters the world. In the midst of bad news, there's this little bit of good news. And finally, all of the hustle and bustle stops and things calm down. And there's a knock at the door, a completely unexpected knock at the door, ushering in completely unexpected people. Because out in the fields that night, not far away, a bit of a walk, but out in the fields that night, there had been shepherds doing their thing, watching their sheep, doing the night shift. And in the midst of their everyday life, something incredibly extraordinary happened. The darkness was split apart by light. The silence was split by loud noise. And suddenly, there was a blinding, terrifying angel in front of them. And the angel speaks up, says, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And if that wasn't spectacular enough, suddenly there wasn't just one heavenly warrior. There was a sky full of them. All of them shouting out praise and worship and glory to God. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. And then everything was dark. And everything was silent again. And the shepherds looked at one another in amazement. Had they really just seen celebration and praise and glory and good news, angels in the sky? Yeah, they had. And they said to one another, let's go see. There was no question, is it real? Did it maybe happen? No, let's go see this thing that has happened that the angel has told us about. And so they left everything and they headed into the village. And they knocked on every door they came to until finally someone opened the door. And in the room, there was a young couple with a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And Mary and Joseph invited these strangers in, and they started to pour out the story. They spoke to us. They were here. They said, your baby is the Messiah. Your baby is the... Can we see him? He's amazing. Look at him. Look how... Oh, my goodness. They told again and again the angel story, the glorious singing. They told the good news. The angel says, this baby is the Savior who is Christ the Lord. Together, they discovered the good news that God became human so that humans could experience peace with God. And their hearts filled with joy. Joy as they looked at this baby, as they looked at his face. And together they worshiped. Together they celebrated. And together they told again and again the good news of great joy. And through the years, we have gathered to do the same. You see, we know more than just the story of Jesus' birth. We know the story of Jesus' life, that he did not just enter into our humanity. That would have been spectacularly amazing enough. Incredible. The song, how could you bear to have become so small? How could you bear to have come at all? But not only that, how could you bear to face all that you would suffer? That Jesus entered into the hardest, most painful parts of life, of our life. He experienced sickness and sorrow and grief and pain and loss. He spent time with people who were hurting. He knew what it was like to have financial insecurity in a big way, to not even have a home of his own, to not have a family of his own. He entered into our mess, and then he suffered and he died so that we could experience life through his death and his resurrection, and so that we could experience good news and great joy. The God who made you loves you so much that he became a human being so that you could be saved and loved and adopted. The God who knows your joys and sorrows, what is hard and what is good, who has known you from your birth and will know you every day of your life and into eternity. This God is Jesus, who died for you so you can live. This is your Savior. This is Christ the Lord. This is good news of great joy. Jesus came into our broken world and into our broken lives in order to heal us, to heal our world and everything that is wrong, to heal our lives every place we need healing. We live today in the middle. In the middle, where we experience the broken and the joy, all wrapped up together. The day will come when Jesus will come back. Every brokenness will be healed. Every grief will be gone. Every death will be erased. Every sin will be forgiven and destroyed. Death itself will be no more, because there will be life, God's life. This is the good news that we are looking forward to. And instead of sorrow and sadness and tears, there will be joy and peace and love. This is the Christmas joy. Not a shiny, fancy thing that you put a bow on and put under a tree. Not something that just covers up the surface of the real pain that's underneath. Not something you can only experience when everything is going well in your life and you're hurting on the inside. But a real joy that comes into the hurt. A real joy that is there in the midst of the anxiety. A real joy that sits with you in the hospital. A real joy that carries you through the everyday and the night shift and the early mornings and the sick bed and the visitation. A real joy that never leaves because it's not dependent on you. A real joy that says, don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. For today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign. You will find a baby wrapped in baby blankets, lying in a manger. And when you see his face, you will see your Savior. And when you see his face next, you will see your Lord, and you will know that all things are new and all things are right. And if that is true, if that is true and you have experienced that reality, if that is true and in the midst of your darkest times, you've got that joy still, the teeny tiny joy spark sitting with you. If that is true and in the midst of your best times, you've got that incredible joy that wells up within you. If that is true, then we have good news. If that is true, then we have a story to tell. If that is true, then we have a message to share. And I invite you, I call you, I challenge you to get out there on whatever mountain you can find. Whether it's the one in your living room, or the one at church on Tuesday night, or the one when you're at work later this week. And go tell it on the mountain, the good news of great joy, because Jesus Christ is born. So now, church, I'm going to pray for you. And we're going to pray for our world. And then we're going to sing it together. Let's pray. God, I lift these people up to you. Because in their hearts there is joy. And in their hearts there is hurt and grief, fear, anxiety, sickness, pain, and realness. And Father, I ask in the midst of all that, that they would feel your joy today. They would feel your joy this Christmas. And they would know the true good news that changes everything. And God, I pray that you would grow that joy in them so that it bubbles out, so that they can share it, real joy, with everyone they meet. And so that they can tell everyone the good news that Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord, is born. And I pray this in your name. Amen.